When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Side Hustle School. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Chris Gillipo. The topic of this show, what it's about from day to day, the stated topic at least, is making money. And I don't apologize for that. Nothing wrong with making money. But ultimately, it's actually about freedom and creativity. Like, making money is the vessel for freedom and creativity. And furthermore, if we go even deeper, it's about joy and meaning. That's really what we're trying to do here. Increase your joy and meaning in the form of freedom and creativity through the strategy or the day-to-day activity of a money-making project. So from time to time, I just like to kind of reframe that. I do it for myself as much as for you. It's good to make money, but ultimately that's freedom and creativity. That's what that allows you to do, have more options in your life, feel more secure. And furthermore, what most of us really want is to live a life of joy and meaning. So anything we can do to get closer to that is always good. I'll say more about that as we go along throughout the series. Today, though, a listener has started a new business selling handmade knitted items. She's enjoying it, but wants to change the name she's been using. So you'll hear more from her, but the short version is she's wondering about the timing of such a process. Question is it too early to change my business name and brand? This business name is also pretty cool, I think, but we'll come to that as well. First, the shout out to our sponsor, then the question and my answer.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
Hi, Chris. This is Jules from Somerville, Massachusetts. I've been listening to the show for a few years now, and I've actually started two side hustles in that time. My latest side hustle is selling handmade knitwear accessories like beanies and ear warmers. I came up with the cute, quirky name of Cottywomple Craft Co. and started selling in August of 2020. But it turns out I just don't love the name. The branding doesn't fit my personality, and Cottywomple is a lot harder for people to spell and pronounce than I thought. My question is it too early to rebrand? I have an idea for a new name that I'm really excited about, but it's only been a few months since I launched. I have less than 200 followers on Instagram, and I only have a few sales on Etsy. I find I'm just not motivated to build my shop because I don't identify with the branding and it feels inauthentic to promote it. I'm just worried that it's too early to rename the shop and people will think I'm flaky or inconsistent. What do you think? Should I stick it out with my current name for a while longer or cut my losses and rebrand now? Thanks for all the insight over the past few years, and I'm looking forward to hearing your answer.
Hey, Jules, thank you so much for the question. Thank you for listening. Congratulations on starting two side hustles during this time. Maybe more to come. We'll see. Now, this might be more of a side note, but I actually think Cottywomple Craft Company is a pretty cool name. I just like saying it. I was practicing it in my notes. So it was like Cottywomple. And it is spelled more or less like you would imagine, but I understand. Like, ultimately, it's your name. You have to love it. Like, that's what matters most. So if you don't love it, if you've got another idea, as you mentioned, just be sure to redirect the website so that anybody who does go to that original cottywomplecraftco.com domain can find the new one. Now, your direct question is it too early to do this? I thought that was interesting. Usually people ask the other way around. Most of the time it's like, is it too late? You know, like if I have this established brand and I already have built up, you know, name recognition or some other intangible asset, you know, might I be giving that up, you know, by changing names? So if that were the situation for the great Cottywampo Craft Co., then that might be a different conversation. But in the beginning, that's not a problem at all. And so to Jules, you know, concern about like, will people think she is flaky or inconsistent? I think they probably won't care. They probably won't care one way or another. I think it's always good to remember this old saying of, you know, how you will become way less concerned with what other people think of you once you realize how seldom they do. That quote is attributed to Eleanor Roosevelt and David Foster Wallace and probably Oscar Wilde and a few other people. So who knows who first said it? But I think it's a good principle to just realize, you know, most people don't really care what the name of your side hustle is. They're more interested in, you know, what does it do for me? So if Jules originally liked it, but now has something better, I don't think it's a problem at all to change it. And also even on Instagram and such, you can just change your business name usually and keep the same follower base. So that's my suggestion. Do what's good for you and fear not. Listeners, if you've got a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We're going to continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners, perhaps new names, new branding, new rollout. We'll see how it goes. All kinds of fun stuff coming up, so be sure you're subscribed. My name is Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.